Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Omaha, 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 I'm calling an audible.
You're doing
our
that?
Question of the day.
Okay.
That's right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That was the only audible call that I thought in my head. I know that there's other audible calls.
Kill.
That's the easier one. I don't know why I went with the Peyton Manning one, especially around these parts. My bad. Apologize. But let's go ahead and change. Also, it feels weird saying kill right at the break. People are like, what? What's happening? Let's do a little bit of an audible. Question of the day. What had your attention on the first weekend without Texans football? 713-572-4610. Because obviously the championship games in the NFL were part of it, but that was Sunday and there was a lot of other things happening. And I think there are two really good answers that you can have, especially when it comes to H-Town relation, because of just how important and how good they went. Hey, man, Hoops in H-Town are in a fantastic place right now.
Best 1-2 punch in Houston basketball history? Maybe.
Ooh.
I'd have to go back to listen to the Fi Slamma Jamma years. Yeah, they had Ralph Sampson and Akeem coming in, but somewhere in there they were the Rockets were climbing and the Cougars were already there. But yeah, those are that's the answer for the most obvious one, right? U of H at KU.
Whew. Yeah, we'll talk more about those games as we continue through the show as well, but I'm interested because as well, it seems like people are like really fed up with the Chiefs. And I don't know how many I wanted to kind of know how many people just completely dipped out on the Chiefs in general, or how many people watched just to try and see
hate
the
watched.
Chiefs get. Yeah, exactly. Hate watch, right?
Yeah.
I always liken it to the Floyd Mayweather effect where people kept tuning in, but it's because they really wanted to see someone beat his you know what, whether it was like Canelo or what have you, like, hey man, is this the person that can finally tap that man's chin and beat him? And unfortunately for those folks, never happened.
Yeah.
And kind of unfortunately for the Kansas City Chiefs haters, the Chiefs unfortunately going to another of these Super Bowls. But I wonder how many of people kind of moved away from that and went to other stuff, right? From the 409, they said new offensive coordinator had their attention. Like
that's fair.
Full attention there on the offensive coordinator position for the Texans.
That's absolutely fair. And all this Bregman stuff. You know, as I was watching, you know, the Eagles and Commanders and then the Chiefs and the Bills, you know, I saw a lot of Bregman stuff popping on my timeline. And I was actually to the point right there. I was like, I get it. I know it. Unless there's breaking news, I don't really want to pay attention to that right now. But on Saturday and early Sunday, you know, a lot of Bregman stuff, no doubt about it. A lot of coordinator stuff, no doubt about it. No, that's fair. That's sports.
And how many people just went entirely away from sports? They were like, yeah. Look, man, football season is like technically over for the Texans. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a breather.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get out the house. Right? It was not that bad this weekend, although Sunday I think it got real rainy.
Saturday was good.
Saturday was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't we came off of that all that crazy weather. Mm-hmm. People got out in the streets. Like I do wonder how many people there, but for me, absolutely. Both of those basketball games that, interestingly enough, on simultaneously or pretty close mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. University of Houston knocking off Kansas, although like they were the better team. But man, this thing came down to the wire, and what a weird basketball game that ended up being at the very end. University of Houston going to double overtime, knocking off the Kansas Jayhawks.
Regulation, they had a 0.3% chance of winning.
0.4, according to KenPom.
Percent chance of winning with 16 seconds left. And then what happened? I mean, just absolute bedlam.
Yeah, man. One of those things. It's one of those things with Bill Self that as somebody who, I guess I'm technically an alum of the Kansas State University. I did not graduate from there, but I spent a year there. Mm-hmm. Seeing Kansas flounder kind of makes my heart warm a little bit.
You're wearing purple right now.
Unintentional. I wish I wore my K-State shirt. I wish I remembered that. But yeah, Kansas, it feels like Bill Self will have some of these times where they collapse. Usually it happens in the tournament. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't expect this one. I did not expect this one. And for especially a Kansas team that was knocking down some pretty good situational threes. Mm-hmm. The Cougars got them on some good situational three-pointers. But man, Hunter Dickinson, man, he got some questions to answer because Juwan Roberts was putting him in the basket with the same move over and over and over again.
Big time. And certainly, you know, where the Cougars are right now defensively and where they always are defensively. And you hit on a very big point, the opportunistic three-pointers that they were very clutch on. And then, hell, the Rockets. A little mini admission here. I thought, well, they're not going to be the Cavaliers in Cleveland. They got their full complement of players. And then, lo and behold, they work them. They absolutely work the Cavaliers in Cleveland. So, those games back-to-back were enormous.
Apparently, from the 281, they said Houston's H-Town's Wynwood Racing won it last year. I'm not sure exactly what we're talking. Oh, the Rolex 24. I saw people talking about this, and that is a sporting event that, I'll be honest, I don't have very much mm-hmm. knowledge about, but I saw people talking about it, and it spurred some of my curiosity. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to like actually try and learn more about mm-hmm. that. Because all of those like long distance racing type things are fascinating to me, just on like the logistics of them, like how you get this done. So shout out to Wynwood Racing, who won it last year. Obviously, it seems as though, I feel like if they won it this year, that texter would have let me know. But yeah,
they won it last year.
All right, so shout out to the racing fans mm-hmm. getting involved there, watching some Rolex 24. Some other people, they said they were watching last night's game and it made them more impressed with the Texans' defense and especially the secondary. Just watching to see.
Should have.
Yeah, man, considering.
Should have.
Although, again, people mm-hmm. keep bringing up the fact that Travis Kelce, he was boogieing. He was getting busy in that game, not this past weekend, but the weekend prior compared mm-hmm. to this past weekend where it wasn't as much him. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, again, going back to, like, the idea of Juju Smith-Schuster also had some big catches in that game, in addition to Xavier Worthy and some of the other folks that had some, Marquise Brown had some impacts there.
Pop had one or two.
Again, it feels like that, again, because you have so many of these dudes that show up in those moments, not to take anything away from those dudes, it feels like, to me, it points back to that coordinator and the ways, and you know, the ways that they're like, hey, no matter what the defense throws out, we have ways to counteract that, put guys in position to succeed and allow them to succeed on our benefit.
And that's one that we're gonna circle back to. Certainly, we're gonna be talking about the coordinator position here at the Texans a little more. But to me, Reggie, it was like the key thing about being a great offensive coordinator. We saw in these games, especially the Kansas City game, the timing of that call. Where you just went, oh, perfect. Like
which call in particular?
Well, I'm talking about Andy Reid just in
general. Oh, yeah, in general.
In key situations, like, oh, well, that was perfect. You know, and that's, you know, it's one thing to have these so-called gadgets or whatever, new looks, and et cetera, but to time it just perfectly like that was amazing.
From the 979, Rockets, all caps. From the 832, the damn Rockets got my attention, Reggie, and the Cougs. We talked a little bit mm-hmm. about the Cougs, but the Rockets game, man. This was an interesting one because obviously you got the first win against Cleveland. You held off a run late, and it really was just, hey, the defense is going to kind of hold us down in that game. And we were talking about it, the return trip. You were going to Cleveland to face off against the Cavs again. This time they would have Evan Mobley. How is it going to look? And it is not exact. It is not the same type of game, but the same result. The Rockets get a victory against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's a late run that I believe is spurred by like Donovan Mitchell. But this time, it is offense. It is bombing. It is it is this team showing that they can win in multiple ways. Which, man, that I don't know if there's anything that gives you even more confidence. Even though like you would not see the Cavs in the playoffs unless you met them in the finals. So I don't know if like having a level of seeming dominance over them means anything more than just this is a team that belongs and this is a team that can get things done in a big way.
Well, as I mentioned, I kind of half expected the Rockets to not win that game.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, they do, as you just laid out, with more offense and more key contributors playing at that high level offensively, Amen and others.
Yeah, I was like, if you want to talk about key contributors, a couple of triple doubles happening. Amen Thompson, namely, with and I got to pull up the box score so I can have the specifics. By the way, final was 135-131. So again, you could win in the offensive aspect of it, knocking down 46% of your three pointers. But Amen Thompson really getting busy in this game. 23 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists, a couple of blocks as well. Man, this dude is incredible. We'll talk. I have a question to ask about Amen himself, or I guess I'll ask that question later on in the week. But man, Amen, I saw someone talk about the idea that Amen Thompson would be an all-star if he played all season. I'm not sure if that's fully true, but at least the idea that you could wrap your head around that is incredible.
It's an argument, and we'll talk about it, but you know, the Rockets against the top 10 teams in the NBA, their record is just off the charts. If you want to get to specifics,
especially at home, right?
12-4 versus teams with top 10 records in the NBA.
They can hang,
and that was the big story there.
Yeah, so I feel like those were kind of the big things. It didn't seem like anybody else was like really caught up with anything else around the weekend.
Liverpool win a little 4-0 on Ipswich Village, but who cares about that?
I was actually trying not to do the I was trying very much not to do the Premier League because Man United got a win yesterday against Fulham off of a defender. Mm-hmm. Getting a shot from distance. But yeah, that had some of my attention as well. Let's see, some other people. We talked about the Rolex 24. We talked about the office
had a little A&M of Texas action on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were going to be excited to bring that one up.
Well, I don't mind it. And I think, that, you know, I'll put it this way, and this is not to be pandering or talk down. You know, Texas needed that win a lot more than A&M.
Oh, wow. Boo this man.
Prove me wrong.
Boo this man.
The Aggies are firmly a number 3 or number 4 seed. Obviously, you want to beat Texas.
This is Cope.
No.
You led for all the entire game until they hit the game winner. It's like, actually, no, we didn't even need that game like that.
It was bitter. It was brutal. It was angry. It was angering. I knew I'd get there eventually. So, I'm not denying any of that. But what I'm saying is, I think you were talking before the show about like winners and losers for the weekend. I think Texas, I'll put it this way, was a better winner than that was a bad loss for the Aggies.
I'm just going to give you a little tease for 1 p.m. That's not the way I'm going to say it. It's not. Somebody said
they needed that for their resume for the committee. They needed that win that the Longhorns did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's kind of your A&M Aggies to gift the Texas Longhorns for their resume.
I wasn't happy. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't happy.
All right. That's the question of the day here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Hour number two coming right around on this Monday. Let's go around the NFL where the Cowboys doing stupid things to keep themselves in that place. Plus, the NFL is expected to make a rule change. Is that going to make anybody feel better about this year? We'll talk about that next.